what a different Congress makes. Imagine a nation's legislature scared or indeed terrorized by acts of transnational terrorism. This legislature enacts anti-terror laws, which allows days of detention without charges and judicial power to force witness testimony about suspected terrorist acts. One need not imagine, for Canada was that nation, and its parliament approved those laws. Imagine a nation's legislature scared, indeed terrorized, by acts of transnational terrorism. This legislature enacts anti-terror laws, which allows torture, which approves the suspension of the Constitution and indefinite detention. One need not imagine, for the U.S. is that nation, and its Congress approved those laws. Imagine, too, that this nation's legislature granted unprecedented war powers to the executive. Of course, we needn't imagine, for this is exactly what the U.S. Congress did while it was in the chaotic throes of fear and terror. And, of course, the disaster in Iraq is the direct result. Just days ago, Canada's parliament effectively repealed their anti-terror laws. The prospect for the U.S. doing so is slight, unlikely, and damn near impossible. While the systems are not identical, they are similar. At base, it seems, is a question of political culture and historical tradition. The U.S. is a martial nation which celebrates its conquests of others. U.S. politicians have historically utilized fear to stimulate this martial response from the time of the Indian Wars. Many U.S. congressmen who voted for both anti-terrorism laws and the war authorization knew almost immediately that such laws were unnecessary, yet they voted for them for reasons of political expediency. These laws remain today, not because of their necessity, but because politicians fear being perceived as soft on terror. A war in which hundreds of thousands have died, an unnecessary war, authorized to save the careers of politicians. Pity the nation. From death row, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal.
These commentaries are produced by Noel Hanrahan for Prison Radio.